Ready to stand out for the right reasons? Welcome to Dress Up, the only show that is dedicated to helping business professionals, you, as a leader, coach, consultant, entrepreneur, executive, or small business owner, create an image and brand that attracts the opportunities you want, what we call your wow image. This is the place to be if you need the confidence to project your competence, put your best self forward, step up your image and brand for personal and professional success. And now, let's make welcome our host, the one and only image strategist, Stephen Akon.
Hello, welcome to this very episode. Continuing from where we stopped in episode 9, it has been a great conversation so far. Thanks for the feedback, the responses, and I can see a lot of you are learning and applying some of the things shared in previous episodes, especially as regards first impressions that we discussed in the last episode. I just want to make it clear that there are times when what you say doesn't matter, and there are times when what you look like doesn't matter, how you appear doesn't matter, and it's very good that we put that in perspective. But let me just come from the dimension of what you say and why and when what you say doesn't matter. Now, I know that may sound a little exaggerated, but studies actually suggest that approximately 93% of how people judge us when meeting us face to face is decided upon our nonverbal presentation. And if you paid attention to the closing I made in the last episode, I talked about the 93-7 ratio. Well, this is what it's about. 93% of how you're judged in face-to-face meeting is based and decided upon your nonverbal presentation, while the 7% is just the content. So now, if you were to choose or weigh between 93% and 7%, which do you think will take more weight? Of course, 93%. Inasmuch as the 7% is very important, it shows you that it is much more important to give attention to the 93% so that people can assess your 7%. Don't use the power of your 7% to limit people from experiencing you because you feel the 93% is inconsequential. Because this is when you hear people say content is king. Alright, and I coined my own quote. Content is king, but packaging is the kingmaker. Yes, packaging is the kingmaker. Or if content is king, then packaging is queen. And I also said, if packaging is queen and content is king, then packaging is bae, man. Because if people can assess you, if you build, use your appearance and your 93% as a gate, a hindrance to people experiencing your 7%, then communication is defeated. If I would have learned so much from you, connected from you, drawn so much value from you as a result of a powerful and impressive 93% or a poorly projected 93%, I would miss out, because your 93% is the gateway to the 7%. Having established that, I know some people will criticize this and they will just be rolling their eyes like, okay, but you would have also heard this widely quoted UCLA research by Albert Mehrabian, University of California, Los Angeles professor, and that research is way back 1967, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, and I won't say it's outdated, but a lot of improvements have been made on that research. We have more updated research results on first impressions. But the thing is, Albert Mehrabian, his research was not about first impressions generally or whatever. His research was to bring out the fact that nonverbal presentation or nonverbal communication play a very important role in communication, especially at first impressions basis or when meeting people for the first time in person. but this research has been widely generalized and misunderstood. While Albert was just trying to prove and show the significance of nonverbal signs in communications. So just sit and enjoy as I share with you some basic first impression tips that will come in the next episode. But I still have much to tell you about first impressions, and let me start with this story. There's this story I always share with my community members and those I've coached and worked with. And the story was told of a man who made a living selling balloons at a fair. He had all color of balloons, including red, yellow, and green. And whenever business was slow, he would just release the helium-filled balloons into the air. When children saw it go up, they all wanted to buy one. They would come up to him, buy a balloon, and his sales would go up again. He continues this process all day. Then one day, he felt something tugging his jacket. He turned around and he saw a little boy who asked, "If you release the black balloon, will that also fly? Give me a brighter balloon." Moved by the boy's concern, the man replied with empathy, "Son, it is not the color of the balloon. It's what's inside it that makes it go up. It is what they are filled with that matters. Don't judge by the appearance." And you know, in reality, in the world we live in, people tend to replay this same scenario in everyday life in different ways. It's not the appearance that matters, but what's inside it. By now, you know, I'm not against that, but I am always for us striking the balance here. That's why I started with, there is a place where this appearance, physical visual projection is important, and where what is inside matters. But the truth is, nobody knows what is inside. Nobody can see what is inside without seeing what is outside. Nobody can assess what is inside without seeing the container. The content is always guarded and protected by the container. So if you don't have an appealing container, you don't have a container that is impressive, powerful enough, how do you want people to buy into the content that is within the container or even accept the value therein? Now that is my point. So don't judge by the appearance, and that's exactly what the world wants, but that's not what we find ourselves doing. That's not what we find ourselves doing, because we fall for appearances always. We know that appearance can be deceiving at times, but we still fall anyway. Here is a very popular quote by Colin Shaw. Colin Shaw said, "It's better not to judge a book by its cover, but since we know we are going to do it anyway, make that, which is the cover, say what you want it to say." And that is exactly what I preach most of the time. Since you know people will judge you by your appearance, since you know people will form opinions about you based off how you look, how you project yourself, then why not make that cover say what you want it to say? You know, there is so much to this, and I know by the end of the series, you'll be able to demystify the myths behind first impressions and know how you can leverage it for success, know how you can make more money because you understand how first impressions work, know how you can attract the kind of relationships you want into your life, both personal and business, because of this singular understanding. You will also know how to project your competence. People see you as competent just from first sight, from the first time they lay eyes on you, see you as authoritative, see you as powerful, see you as professional, as you are, because that's what is inside, but it's not reflected outside, and it always has to be reflected outside. Mind you, first impression is not just about dressing up or looking good, it's way beyond that, and we shall discuss that and much more. Another thing is, we deny judging things by appearance, and we know that's not right, but we keep falling for it subconsciously or unconsciously. Thanks to Femi Austin in his book The Power of Appearance, I was able to find some useful content for this episode. We are living in a world where we make decisions based on mostly visual impression. Let that stick, guys. And as long as heaven and earth remains, this will not change. No matter how we try to prove that content is king, the fact is, packaging, which is your ability to create attraction, is the kingmaker. And you know that only God looks and sees the inward, right? While man, by design and creation, looks at the outward. On this series, I'll show you how to use your appearance to attract clients, prospects, and get people to want to do business with you. Who doesn't love that? And get the relationships you want, just as I explained earlier and stated. Let's hit the road running. Are you likable at first sight? Are you? Because the effectiveness of your personal brand is at the heart of your success as a business professional. Is at the heart of your success as an entrepreneur, is at the heart of your success as a personal brand, an expert, a leader, whatever it is you do. Your image is a walking billboard of your brand. Are you leveraging it? What impression do you create in the minds of prospects, clients, and potential partners when they see you or meet you? What does your presence in a room communicate? Does your appearance exude positive or negative energy? Now, whether you are making conscious choices about your personal brand or not, you are actually sending a very clear message about who you are and what you stand by or what you stand for by your image. Question to you is, are you likable at first sight? Are you minding your message? Do you by chance look like the authority you say you are? And by look, remember, I'm not talking about how you dress. Do you look important? Do you look awesome? Do you look accomplished yet? Well, the answer to all this is not far-fetched. It's basically knowing how to establish a presence, especially with your impressions. So in my introduction, in the beginning of this series, I mentioned that the brain makes snap decisions about people from the first time of seeing or meeting them. And I also made reference to a particular research I've talked about, that of Albert Mehrabian, the UCLA professor. I've talked about Alexander and Todorov from Psychology Today publication. And I also want to share with you about this one conducted in 2009, which is like most recent, a study by Solomon, a doctor who was chairman of the marketing department, Graduate School of Business at New York University and Harvard University. And Dr. Solomon's study revealed that it's not just one thing that people judge about us just 7 seconds after meeting us, but there are actually 11 different factors. So imagine, in as little as 7 seconds, the brain makes 11 rapid fire decisions about others. That's very fast. And if you understand speed, especially if you watch sprint, you watch 100 meter races, you watch car racing, you understand the value of a second, a millisecond. And in the previous episode, I talked so much about that. You will know that 7 seconds might seem little, but the brain is smart enough to make 11 rapid fire decisions about others in as little as 7 seconds. And most times this happens unconsciously. In reality, that's how the brain is hardwired to operate. So it's not like something you can just change or fix. No, we were created like that. And I always like to say that in the blink of an eye, people size you up based on the following. And these are the factors that were discovered from the research conducted by Dr. Solomon. In the blink of an eye, size you up based on your economic level, your trustworthiness, your level of success, your level of sophistication, your sex role identification, your religious background, your political background, your ethnic background, then your social, sexual, and professional desirability. They can also see your competence in line with honesty, believability, and how credible you are. All these 11 major decisions happen in as short as 7 seconds. In the meantime, here is something you should ponder on before I go. and I would like you to also ask yourself the same question I asked you earlier. They will help prepare you for what's coming on the next episode. Do you know people form opinions about you in the first 3 seconds of seeing or meeting you? Because science says so. And actually, there is no particular standard duration for the brain to form these impressions. Remember, I told you different research studies have produced different results. Some say it's 11 seconds. Another updated research says it's 7 seconds. And now we have another one that says in as short as 3 seconds, your brain can form impressions about people without their permission. As in, they don't even know it's happening and it's already happened. Can you imagine that? So, for people who are critical about which is which, I always like to point out that the duration doesn't necessarily matter. What should matter most to you is the impact you can make in that split second. The impact you can also make in those split seconds. First impressions happen in the blink of an eye. So you may think 7 seconds is not too short a time until you discover what major opinions people are forming about you in the twinkle of an eye. Yes, talk about judging a book by its cover. Exactly, now you're getting it. It may not seem fair, but that's the world for you. That's the world we live in. And we actually do judge people by the cover. How does this affect you as a brand or business professional? See you on the next episode. Ensure you share this episode with your friends, your fans, your family, your colleagues, anyone you know that will find value in this series, that will find value in the content we share on this podcast. Please do well to share to them. You can always give me a shout out on Twitter or connect with me on Facebook. Let me know if you listen to this episode. Let me know what you're learning. Let me know how it's adding value to you. Thank you very much. And lastly, Dress Up Academy. If you haven't joined Dress Up Academy, then you are missing a lot. There's a lot that is happening in Dress Up Academy where I actually commit time daily to helping members of the community in achieving their full image potential. And you know, we always talk about wow image, right? You want to be a member of Dress Up Community because there you get direct access to me to help you with your image branding and achieving your own wow image. That image that gets people to want to do business with you, connect with you, pay you, and that projects you as the competent person that you are, and also attract opportunities to you, if you know what I mean. Alright guys, thanks for listening. See you on the next episode.
This has been Dress Up. Thanks for listening. See you on the next episode.